けど頼りない翼でもきっと飛べるさ。
Welcome to special episode 19 of Lost in Translation. I'm A.
And I might be Jay.
Maybe, as always. Not entirely sure. Sometimes he's not Jay, sometimes he might be Jay, sometimes he's definitely Jay. Look, at the moment, we're not sure.
It's just a voice on the radio. At this point, I've said enough stuff that if May really wanted to, she could probably work my voice into whatever she wanted me to say.
I'm going to do that one day.
That would take a monstrous amount of time.
I know. I want to do it. I want to see if anyone notices. Obviously, you'll notice.
I mean, it'll be obvious because it'll say, like, I went to the store and bought some cereal.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah?
No.
Because
I could grab full sentences.
Oh, I guess you could do that.
I can, you've said it. We have 130 episodes, Jay.
I've said some bad stuff.
You've had lots of stuff. Anyway, so we're just talking about the latest Tri-PV, which actually came out while we were recording episode 88. So by the time, you know, we'd finished the episode, it was out, but we didn't mention it on the show because we didn't know it was out until I was, you know, going to bed and I was checking Twitter and I was like, oh, there was a Tri-PV that we just missed. Whoops.
I think we can sum it up really easily.
Yeah.
Right? The contents of the episode, so of the PV, were mostly the kids interacting with the babies, and the babies being like, mostly, Then there was a couple clips of the Dark Masters showing up.
Yeah.
There was one thing of, again, I apparently seeming to be talking.
Yeah.
Before one of the Dark Masters showed up. And then the big one for you is Hakumon is talking.
No, he's talking to Daigo, and Daigo looks like uncomfortable or upset. So I'm going back to my theory that I came up with in probably our Chapter 3 episode about how these are the original Digidestined from Adventure that were mentioned.
That's lame, I don't
and
think it's that.
Maki and Daigo are both two of the original Digidestined, and there's been a reboot before, as I mentioned in my theory. And Hakumon is actually Daigo's partner and is remembering him or something.
Nah, I don't think it's that at all.
Even though Hakumon's quite a new Digimon, I'm just saying.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
That's all I got. All I got is nah.
Why?
Just shrug.
What if it's his partner?
Nah.
Partner!
Buddy!
Buddy! But I have a lot of feelings. I think Sora looks amazing on top of Ho'omon.
He looks alright.
Like, she has this, like, this really determined face.
As I said to you before, the thing that interests me the most about this upcoming Tri episode is how do they go from babies who don't remember them to fully evolved, at least four of them?
Look, I trust these writers at this point, especially after Chapter 3. I don't think it'll just be like, oh, they can do it now because plot.
Yeah, but that's how they got their crests and stuff back.
Yes,
that's always how it was.
I trust these writers. So I think they're going to, maybe there's some time that's passed and they're friends again. But I think it'll ruin me how much I like this movie if they don't do it well. Because it is a hard thing to do. How are they going to say, you know, this is a full season of growth in one movie, also extra growth that we would have missed out on otherwise. How long did it take Rosemon and Vikemon to show up?
A long
Years.
Time.
How are they going to just suddenly get it now, very suddenly, for, I guess, Patamon sort of has been ultimate before. I'm guessing if he recognizes Seraphimon, we can say Hurricane Touchdown's canon.
My favorite part was when Mimi picks up the little
Tanamon,
plant thing,
yeah.
And just jams it on her face. It's like, I love you! And he's like, ah, oh, make it stop! And the monster's touching me!
No, that was really cute. That was probably my favorite bit in the trailer. The most heartbreaking bit was when Sora's saying, but Piamon, we're partners, and Piamon's saying, you're a liar. I'm like, oh no. I'm pretty excited. I hope Patamon doesn't die again.
He'll be fine.
They're a primary village. Are they looking for Leomon? Is Patamon the new Leomon?
Did Leomon die again?
Did Patamon die again?
Well, that's really all I have to say about this episode.
I have so much predictions. I have so much theories.
It's okay. We'll talk about it when the show comes out.
I also have lots of worries.
It's this month, right?
Yeah, it's this month. It's the end of the month.
Okay.
I am hideously worried that they're not going to do it well, though.
I thought you said you had faith in these writers.
Yes. It doesn't stop me from being worried.
I have faith, except that I think they'll do it bad.
Look, I have faith, but it's a very hard thing to do. I don't think they can top Chapter 3, and if they do, I'll be very on board. I'm not sure what I'll do if they top Chapter 3, because that's amazing.
What's interesting about that when you say, I don't think they can top Chapter 3, there's plenty of media that exists that's way better than Chapter 3 of Tri.
Not Digimon, I think. I think Chapter 3 is probably one of the single greatest bits of Digimon media.
But that's what I'm getting at here, is that while there's lots of media that's way better than episode 3 of Try.
Yeah.
If this is the best thing of Digimon, does that say something about the building blocks of Digimon?
Yes.
Might not be conducive to good storytelling.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm always one to say, you know, Digimon doesn't have the best storytelling at times, but it's entertaining enough. I would always think it should try to improve itself, and you know what it is? Atmon is wonderful, Try is wonderful. It blows all the seasons out of the water.
Well, by and large.
Except for maybe Tamers. And I think Savers. Cross Wars is okay. A lot of people hate Cross Wars, though. I think I'm alone in the fandom.
I need to know, actually. Is Cross Wars all CGI?
No.
Oh, okay. I was worried because of the movie.
X-Evolution came out between Frontier and Savers.
I didn't know that.
So we have to watch it soon, actually.
I'm going to die.
I know.
I'm going to die, then I will cry, then I will die again.
Yeah, you will. We'll bring someone else on soon. We'll bring, like, Mitch or something on.
Why did you just show me that?
I was trying to get you into Digimon. It was a standalone thing. And then we tried to watch the Digimon movie, and you're already done.
I don't understand. Okay, man. Okay, let's take a step backwards. I've tried to get you into stuff before, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? How successful have I been at those attempts generally?
You got me into Warhammer.
Yeah. Well, did I give you the worst of the worst from the beginning?
I never saw X-Evolution before. I thought it might be good.
That was a mistake. You can't put someone into the family we love the most by giving them something blind.
I thought about...
If I wanted you to start reading comic books, I wouldn't pick a random one off my shelf, especially one I hadn't read, and just hand it to you and be like, this is it.
Look, I love Doraemon. I thought that it was good just because Doraemon was in it.
Yeah, you can think that. I had to watch it.
Yeah. So...
We've run out of stuff to say for this, though.
Yeah. But yeah, so I hope they are able to top Try Chapter 3. I hope they're able to actually explain why 4 of the children are able to get their Digimon to evolve to Ultimate. Pretty much from in training, which is very fast. And I'm hoping to be impressed. I'm hoping... to be surprised. I'm hoping to have emotions.
You have a lot you want out of this, so get ready to be disappointed! Woohoo!
Because you know what? I wasn't expecting much from Chapter 3, because Chapter 1 and 2... I wasn't expecting much for Chapter 2. Chapter 1 was very introduction, you know, this is where they are now, and that's fine, but they could have gone bad from there. Chapter 2 was better. Chapter 2 was fine, I loved it. And then Chapter 3 was just whoosh!
It's pretty good.
So, I'm trying to go in it sort of like a not expecting too much, because then I'll be surprised, right? Yeah. If I go in expecting a masterpiece, I might be disappointed.
Could be.
Like with X-Evolution. And yeah, so that was just a quick, like, very less than 10 minutes discussion on what we hope and want. Do you have any further predictions?
No.
Do you? Oh, but yeah, I just want to, I think you might have cut me off when I was saying this, but if Takeru says, oh, Patamon evolved, who's that? Oh, it's Seraphimon. This is a Seraphimon. Oh, it's an angel. If that happens, guess what? Hurricane Touchdown's not canon. If he says, oh, it's Seraphimon again, we can 100% say that Hurricane Touchdown's canon.
Yay. Do we want it to be canon?
No, but I'm just saying that it'll be interesting to find out, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Probably actually pretty high up there. It's one of the things I'm wanting to look forward to the most, if that made any sense.
Oh, I remember when Seraphimon showed up and... we had that weird fight in that time, and we were all babies. You guys remember that? And they whacked DK in the face. Like, no, we don't talk about that.
We ignore that and the 02 kids. But it would just be interesting to find out.
Ignore those 02 kids.
Look, people have been arguing whether or not Hurricane Touchdown is canon or not. In the dub, they talk about Willis until the time that the movie took place, and they just forget about Willis.
Yeah.
But in the original, they have never mentioned Willis. They have never mentioned anything that happened in Hurricane Touchdown. So a lot of the fandom argues whether or not it's canon or not. I've always said, probably not, but we don't know either way. If we do find out, I'll accept it as canon. At the moment, I'm not accepting it as canon. Unless, you know, he says, oh, it's Seraphimon again. Remember that time with Cherubimon? I guess. All right. So that was an episode. That was the PV, I guess. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread, On With The Will, and we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and the link is in the description, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpo Bamba, Hiruulata, who is at Hiruulata on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaida Washi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Brendan Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at bagubruagu.wordpress.com, and Smile Wolfie.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Edgemon, and make sure to send us for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!